Teacher Pang crumpled at my feet. I knelt down and whispered, "You know these two, don't you?"
"Yes.
They're the demons. They raced you last year for the new schoolhouse." I nodded. I could hardly breathe. "What do you think they want?" Before Mr. Pang could answer, there was a loud explosion and the bus came to a sudden stop.
"What the dill blot has happened now?"
The demons hurried down the bus to Candu.
"I'll have a look at the engine,"
Candu answered. He opened the driver's door, but before climbing down, he beckoned to me.
"I couldn't help it,"
he whispered.
"The demons are crazy for buses. When I wouldn't hand this one over or teach them how to drive it, they kidnapped my son. They told me I would never find him again if I didn't drive the bus into the woods."
"And if you want to see your boy again, you will hurry up and fix this rattle trap,"
hissed the older demon as he pushed Candu out of the bus. The younger demon turned to us.
"This is the end of the line, you dillblots. This is where you get off, because we're on our way to Jin."
The older demon leapt back and poked his brother hard in the back.
"Hold your tongue. You're the dill blot, you dill blot."